cup. Give her the cup.
No, there's a cup.
Hi, I'm Bill Yarovitz.
I'm Jeff Sofanko.
I'm George Helmsley.
And together, we're the New England Rubbish Deconstruction Society, known as
the Nerds.
Anyway.
I'm Jeff O'Hoppa, otherwise known as BP, and this is Frankenbuck, an example of what comes out of my workshop. It got its name from the various dead things that got included, including drapery hardware, an old upright bike, a skateboard, a golf club, and a door hinge even. This is so typical of improvisation that I like doing.
I'm George Helmsley, my friends call me Gio, or Mr. Combusto. I'm a graduate student at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. I'm also a robot builder and designer. I've worked in San Francisco for about 10 years with survival research laboratories and other groups. There's nothing I like better than going around to dumpsters, picking up junk, bringing it back to my workshop, and making weird machines out of it.
I'm Bill Yarosunas. My friends call me Crash. I got 15 patents on things like jet engines, artificial intelligence. I love going outside parameters of the system that people think they've given me to come up with a really new and unique idea, and usually I'm quite successful at it.
Tonight we're going to try to unravel for you the mystery of one of the most mysterious of machines, the common household sewing machine. But we can't bring our camera inside the sewing machine because the parts are just too tiny for us to get in there. So what we're going to do is show you how the magic of the sewing machine works to intertwine those two threads with each other and the fabric without either of the spools actually moving, using our own body and scrap materials we find in our workshop right here. So here we go.
Forming a fish.
And finally, the feed dog move the fabric forward to the next stitch. Plunge.
On a loop.
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 Bobbin.
And tension.
And then feet go.
Feet to the next stitch.
Plunge.
Loop.
Bobbin.
Tension. Feet to the next stitch.
This step.
Plunge.
Hook.
Loop.
Bobbin.
Tension.
Feet to the next stitch.
Plunge.
Hotel loop.
Bobbin.
Loop. Tension. And there we have it. That's how a sewing machine works.
And they watched it.
Hey, flip it over.
There it is.
This is called a lock thread. Because the threads are locked together. They will move of the upper thread around the lower thread at every stitch.
And that's the sewing machine. And here's the mirrors.
Yeah.
Please.
Blood.